Hello, the internet. Wow. We have got a lot to talk about tonight, because let me tell you, the shit is thick on the ground.
Ain't that some shit?
Oh, man. Oh, man. What the fuck?
I don't even know where to start.
Where do we even start?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do we even start? Like, this is one of those things of being like, oh, you know, you're dad's got to go into a nursing home, so we got to clean out his house, and, you know, well, you know, check him in. It's just like, how? He has got like 50 years of shit in this house. What are we going to do? Just burn it down, make it look like an accident.
Rats and matches.
Yeah. So honestly, yeah, we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to say, yeah, nothing happened this week at Squirrel Report. So Bria's going to talk about what she cooked on the Instant Pot this week, and then we're going to sign off early.
Yeah, Bria's going to tell us about the Instant Pot cooking, and then we're done.
Instant Pot cooking is pretty great.
I got an Instant Pot.
You don't supposed to tell people, Alan.
What?
Good Lord. You don't tell people you went out and got pot.
No, I got an Instant Pot.
You're in Texas, not California, man.
Or Colorado.
And I've already cooked things in it. It's pretty awesome.
So you already got baked on your Instant Pot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a device that cooks things instantly. I call it a microwave.
No, this is better.
Yeah, except it's called Make It Warm and Shitty.
I don't know what you're doing in your microwave, dude.
Yeah.
Well, like, if I cooked like a piece of chicken in the microwave, yeah, guess who's not gonna ever want to eat that? Oh, nobody.
Well, yeah, because chicken's not supposed to go in the microwave.
No. Okay, so I do cook eggs in the microwave.
Yeah, yes. I do that. That's fine.
Yep. Yeah, cooking, like, that's the only way to do it. Like, I don't even know how I could do it in an oven, like, at a reasonable.
Just stick them in the oven. Turn it on, leave it for an hour. Done.
Yeah. I mean, you probably do it. Like, I saw a recipe on Tasty where you, like, cut a pepper in half and then scoop out the innards. And then you put, like, chopped onions and cheese. And then you crack an egg into it. And then a little bit
what?
More cheese and chopped bacon. And, oh, you cook the pepper first.
Okay.
So throw the pepper in the oven and brown it up a little bit. Then crack all that stuff into it and then throw it back in and let the egg cook inside.
You know what's better than that pepper?
What's that?
Cocaine.
Ham.
Mm.
Go to the deli, get some ham.
Yep.
Put the ham in the muffin tin. Crack all your eggs and shit and cheese and whatever in the muffin tin on top of the ham.
You are 100% correct, but I must say a nice, especially I got to think for the green peppers, but a nice sweet pepper. It's good. It's good to have a nice, like, you know, crunchy vegetable
once in a while.
Yeah. And for breakfast, it works. It works. I won't lie. It is a refreshing change. Mm. From just the all meat, all carbs breakfast.
I like the all meat breakfast.
I can't argue with the all meat breakfast, but. You know, sometimes a tastefully cooked vegetable really leaves something to the imagination.
I have to believe you.
I read tastefully cooked vegetables for the articles. All right. I was just starting talking about this before the show. I got to get this off of my chest. So my wife and daughter had their dental cleaning today. They schedule it together as a group, and I come along to wrangle. And so there's this thing called television. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it exists in bars and restaurants, but I can't hear it. But at the dentist's office, I can hear it. And I saw a story of this dude. He's a city councilor, and he wrote this like sexist thing on Facebook. Let's see. I will read it right here. Heads up to all women. You have the right to cook and the right to clean. I suggest you stop your bitching and protesting because you also have the right to be slapped. Oh, there was also some. There was also some reference to football in there as well. I'm not seeing it on this post.
Sure,
you get the gist. You have the right to cook. You have the right to clean. Today is Sunday and the NFL playoffs are on. I suggest you stop your bitching. So yeah, that's. So okay. That's that. So I'm just hearing the story and
he's
like
so cute.
he's never city councilor,
but he's so
and
cute.
he got you know, he was a computer programmer. He got fired from his job, and they're interviewing him at a construction site because he got a job working construction after he got laid off or fired. And
shit can.
And I'm looking and I'm like, it looks really nice, like out there. Like it's, I mean, it's a dusty, shitty construction site, but it's one of those like, it looks like really sunny and nice there. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like it's not like it's New Hampshire, and yeah, it does. I can't place his accent. So I went on my phone and looked it up, and this guy is a city councilor in New Mexico, and he is in, what is it? Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Oh.
Population 27,000.
Oh my God.
Why does anybody out, like, okay, I could see this as being like a local news story for New Mexico. Maybe if it's close to the Arizona or Texas border to have it be, oh yeah, we'll pick up, you know, we'll pick it up. Why not? It'll, you know, or, you know, Nevada, whatever state it's within, you know, 100 miles of the border of, I could see that being picked up. Why am I hearing this story in Massachusetts besides the fact that they're also pointing out the fact that, yes, he also likes Donald Trump. And so, therefore, Donald Trump also technically wrote this.
And he's a Republican.
Complete fucking booger-eating nobody from New Mexico says this. Then, just by the way, he was in a secret smoke-filled room with Donald Trump just before he hit send.
He was out grabbing pussies with Donald Trump the night before.
Well, I mean, you know, they feel really nice when you grab them. I won't lie. So it's Donald Trump. Speaking of which, again, another week goes by. And another week where I'm like, Jesus, I really hated this guy before the election. I really, really did.
they've already reelected Trump, and they're working on Pence in 2024.
That's how
unhinged they are.
And that is certainly the big thing. Is like, I am seeing nothing every day, but like, I cannot see literally how, unless the Democrats have some sort of like crazy defector like Trump that is just like, nope, I'm not playing by any of your fucking rules. I'm not, you know, I'm going to keep a couple of the core tenets of the platform, but really, nope, not playing any of your fucking games whatsoever. But of course, the Democrat Party itself is not made that way. Hence the reason why Bernie Sanders lost and Hillary Clinton won.
Right.
But the big thing is I just keep seeing like the Democrats keep doing things that are just, they're just doubling down on all the mistakes that they have made leading up to this colossal loss for them. And they're just continuing to fight. I mean, it's, you know, they're not even shutting the barn doors after the horses left. The horses have left. And so now they're opening the doors to the cow paddock. Like, there's one of those, they're just, let's keep making the same mistakes and maybe it'll eventually win.
The horse ran away, so let's burn the barn down.
Yeah, so we've got like, so yeah, there was this huge march for women on Washington. So there were three people at my work that marched on Saturday.
Bless their hearts.
Yes, bless their hearts. One of them, one
I know what that means, Frida, because I'm in the South now.
Yeah,
that's right, honey.
Oh, and for the Facebook people that might be listening, no, none of them were fat, none of them were ugly, but
it's all a matter of opinion. Weird.
That is absolutely true. It's one of those things of the, can we just focus on how stupid they're being rather than worrying about whether they're good looking or not?
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
You can.
Yeah. I mean, we can focus on how they're looking.
Frida, on the other hand, will judge the shit out of them.
I will judge.
That's totally fine. And again, yes, if they're wearing either nothing or a giant felt vagina, yes, we can judge them how they look because when they put on the clown shoes, they're doing that to be looked at. It's just like it's just like if that girl walks by you and she's got the ass ripped out of her jeans and you can see her butt hanging out, You are supposed to look at her ass. If you feel like staring, you can stare at her ass. Because if she did not want you staring at her ass, she would have put on pants. It's just
the rest of the outfit.
Yeah, when you go that way. If the girl's got a short skirt, no, don't ogle. But ass ripped out of the jeans, that is an intentional move. So none of the people that I work with, I mean, first up, they're all like in such like they're still in mourning. They're still wearing the black veils over their heads. So any sort of like discussing politics with someone who isn't going to just be like, oh, he's stupid, he's so dumb, this is awful, we're gonna impeach him, he's gonna get impeached, we're gonna get invaded by Russia. You know, unless it's that like just complete fucking, which by the way is also another way to like complete mistake, another just complete side is all these people have talking about these weird fantasy scenarios that are under no circumstance gonna fucking happen. You know, maybe Trump will manage to get impeached, but just people now like holding up signs that say impeach Trump. Dan Savage.
No. It's Drumpf.
Drumpf.
Apparently, Drumpf. When his ancestors came over from Germany,
except
their name
no.
got changed from Drumpf to Trump.
I didn't go too much deeper than Wikipedia, but I mean, number one, Wikipedia is just maggoty with liberals doing revisionist history. But even I went back to Trump's great great grandfather, who was born and lived all of his life in the Weimar Republic, and his last name was Trump.
Yeah.
So that is, I'm pretty sure that is complete fucking horseshit.
It's because it's guilt by association. It sounds more Nazi because he's literally a Nazi.
Oh, you know what? I think this is really racist and anti-immigrant.
It is.
And plain and simple, if you call Donald Trump Drumpf, you can drink a nice glass of shut the fuck up when people call Obama Obummer or whatever stupid fucking
retarded name. Of course.
Or just call him Barack Hussein.
Yeah.
Point out the fact that he is a Muslim.
Well, you know, it was really I noticed this week that Chelsea Handler, who is kind of like a
Brina.
I think she's famous for having sex with black guys. This is what I surmise. I haven't like followed
I believe
her that
she's,
much.
I believe she's also famous for being extremely obnoxious and being exceptionally light on talent.
And I believe she has a book titled Hello Vodka, It's Me, Chelsea. Oh. I think that's the title of her book. But aside from that, she has a TV show, I think.
Yes.
Or a cable
show. At least a couple of years ago.
Or was famous at one point and interviewed people.
I had to go to the dentist's office to watch the news, Brita, so you're not getting anything.
I'm trying to keep up, too, but she came out this past monumental week, which has, by my record, has been the best presidential week ever so far. But she came out this week saying that she would never interview Melania Trump.
Why wouldn't she interview her?
She would never interview her because, she can barely speak English. Maybe Melania Trump is a dreamer. You know, like all those dreamer immigrants coming to the United States.
I'm pretty sure she's here legally.
And she is. And also, I heard somewhere that she speaks like three different languages.
Five. More than that, I think.
Five? I know that she speaks. I mean, she's also from Europe, which is easy because.
Yeah.
If New Hampshire and Vermont both spoke completely different languages than Massachusetts and Maine, I would speak three different languages as well.
Right. Right. Exactly. But I just love that because if, let's say, Rush Limbaugh were to say, "I don't want to have George Lopez on my show because he doesn't speak good English."
Racist.
They would literally shit little baby birds in their rush to condemn him for being a racist.
It's all about melanin.
And really. Also, she speaks exceptionally good English, especially given it's not her first language. And we just got done with 8 years of evidently a brilliant president. That's what they keep telling us.
Right.
Who speaks English and fake black English.
Yes.
That's what he got done. I mean, he talks about like how everyone should know Spanish and then immediately points out the fact that, well, I don't speak it.
Yeah. Donald Trump doesn't love his wife because, oh my God, they weren't like, they weren't doing the awkward Al Gore kiss on national TV at the inauguration.
Yuck. Yeah, no, here's the thing. Your first day as president, you're getting inaugurated and your entire family's there and all of the, you know, security is there and Secret Service and you're wearing body armor and your wife is nervous and your family's nervous and there's been so many threats against your life and you have to stand up in front of everybody at the Capitol the security is good, obviously, but it's nerve-wracking. I'm sure it is completely nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And because you're not looking relaxed and off the cuff and lovey-dovey and ha ha ha, everything's great. You're getting crucified in the press.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They would yell at Trump or anybody of his family for breathing.
Oh, sure.
Can you see how they're bringing air in and out of their lungs? Oh, those racists.
Oh my God, those racists. Yeah. And I really feel for Barron Trump because that kid, I look at that kid and I'm like, oh, I feel you, man. I feel you. Yeah. Because clearly he is really uncomfortable in the spotlight and he's really uncomfortable with people taking photos and like being out front. He's really uncomfortable with that. And you can tell, and he's probably like this extrovert or introvert in a family of extroverts. So he's like, you know, so this whole inauguration, you see pictures of Barron Trump and he looks kind of like awkward. I mean, he's 10 years old, right? So he looks awkward and fidgety and he doesn't want to look at the cameras and he's not like his face isn't reacting like, you know, polished adults would react. And he just looks really awkward. And people are saying that he's like autistic and on the spectrum. And what is and the new thing is that
by the way, by people saying that he's autistic on the spectrum, we're talking about medical expert Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. But they're also saying now that people are saying, oh, Barron Trump is gonna be the first homeschool shooter.
Yep.
As like implying that he's so maladjusted and so like, you know, psychologically damaged
that's not an affront on Barron Trump. That is literally just a masturbation fantasy for these people.
Sure.
He's also not homeschooled.
Of course it is.
Yeah. However, they don't care about Barron Trump. They just want Donald Trump to die and die horribly and his entire family to die.
So the exact same day, right? His father gets inaugurated to be the president of the United States. And there's all this footage of Barron looking, oh, so awkward and so, you know, awful and standing in front of everybody. And he's 10 fucking years old, okay? But on the same exact day, his father goes to work, right? And his father goes to work signing bills, signing orders, executive orders, etc. And there's video footage of this. And in the background, there's Donald Trump's entire family, right? Including Barron and his sister Ivanka and Ivanka's little boy Teddy. And so there's video footage of Barron playing peekaboo and having a good little time with his nephew. And it's all very sweet and Barron is normal. And it's so frustrating. It's like the media is determined to just tear this kid down. And he's 10 years old. Malia, whatever the fuck her name is. Malia Obama.
Smoking pot.
Smoking pot, and we're not allowed to say anything about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, because remember when not saying, living. Yeah, remember when not saying things about the kids was the thing?
Yeah.
Shameful. Again, it is really shameful.
The left is consistent in this regard, in that if it's a Republican, you can shit all over their kids. Remember Jenna Bush?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, a college student is drinking. Call the fucking police.
Right. What the fuck is her name?
Front page Malia fucking news across Malia the entire Obama? Country. Obama's daughter smoking pot? Oh, their kids are off limits. Right. Barron Trump does absolutely nothing except exist. He's a fucking serial killer.
Yep. Oh, then there was, what's his face? The Larry Flint offering money to the Bush twins to be in his porn. Because that's super classy.
Well, it's just Larry Flint.
Larry Flint.
Trust me, if Obama's daughters were old enough and hot, he'd do the same thing.
No, because he's also an insane lefty. So,
yeah,
no, he's doing it to anybody that's of legal age that is not politically affiliated or affiliated with the right.
It's just shameful.
We tangent off on the lovely women marchers. but the big thing is, and this is, I think it's kind of consistent across the board. And certainly all the coverage I've seen is, when I found out that I was joking with the people around the office on Friday going, oh, why aren't you in Washington? I thought you'd be down there celebrating, because even the people that are very glad that Hillary didn't win in my office, of which there are a few, are not none of us are huge Trump fans. And so no. And then on top of that, like, even if it was fucking, Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, someone who I was literally waving the flag for, voted for him in the primary, all about them, and they won the presidency. What the fuck do I wouldn't even watch their inauguration speech. I don't give a shit. I just want them to be president. Yeah, okay, if you want to have a ball, have a ball. I don't care. If you want to have some big public swearing and say, that's fine. Just get to work. We don't hold a ball when I get a new supervisor. When my old supervisor left and we got a new supervisor, just suddenly we interviewed somebody, they came in, and then work resumed. Oh, well. There were no speeches. but the big thing is like, oh, I was totally taken aback, which is like, oh, I'm going down to Washington. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, for the Women's March. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. First up. By the way, she pulled out her hat, and I'd heard Rita talking about it on the previous night, and went, oh, do you want to see my hat? And I went, yes,
oh,
I want
no.
to see your hat.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah, it's not that hat. I went, oh, I was expecting something different. No, it was just a pink hat with kitty ears.
Oh, okay, so pussy equals kitty, right?
Yes.
The standard hat is like the
Japanese kitty type hat.
Oh, okay.
But in hot pink. But there were definitely women dressed as vaginas.
Well, of course there were. And there were women walking around topless because liberation? I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know. It seems too cold for that, but all right.
But the big thing is, so just asking, like, I when I found out, I asked everyone, look, why? And literally, to boil it down, the reason is just, they don't like Donald Trump. And that's it.
Yeah.
And so, and I've got to say, even though I, it's there, that's not, they're, if they were successful, I would be unhappy about it. The fact that they were so unsuccessful as a group is, I mean, literally, like, I was looking at like the front page of the Boston Globe on Sunday, and they had the view for it. And the signs that were there were just all over the map, including like a bunch of like, pro-life signs in like a bunch. Like, I have not seen any photos of the women protest with at least one pro-life sign in there, because they told the pro-life people to fuck off. So the pro-life feminists were like, you want us to fuck off? Okay. So there was a ton of pro-life stuff going on in there, but just, it's everywhere from, we're anti-gun, we're pro-abortion, we're anti-abortion, we're just angry and bitchy and are just going to wear, held a big sign that says, fuck you, Donald Trump, impeach Donald Trump. And I just realized, like, this was a big march because they had, there were local marches and I guess there was some international ones. I do not give a fuck about that. Like, that's completely irrelevant, but there were marches all over the country and in D.C. And the D.C. one was pretty good sized, you know, not record breaking or anything like that, but still a decent showing. And, you know, a decent showing. And it was for nothing. Like, what are you supporting? What? All right, cool. What action do you want to take? Like, I mean, first up, you know, standing together as a group and holding signs is a pretty fucking pointless action. But
sure.
If you're going to do it, at least do it as though we're standing for this bill. We're standing for this issue. by the way, I like the fact that Boston PD had a nice love letter saying, thank you very much. You were wonderfully behaved protesters on Boston and all of that. Yet when the same number of gun owners showed up on Capitol Hill to protest Mara Healey, you know, and the police were there and, you know, and we were cheering for the police. And they seem to be very happy to have our attention and we're just there because they had to be, but really weren't paying much attention to us because, yeah, no, it's a bunch of people. They probably all have fucking guns and no, they're not going to cause a least bit of problem. And when we left with all of the garbage that was there, the stuff that might have been brought by some of our protesters and the stuff that the fucking hobos that had slept on the sidewalk that night had left there. So, you know, it's
as opposed to the women's march that left.
Yes.
Rubbish like several inches deep wherever they went.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of focus on the, I mean, first up, fuck you of the throwing all their signs onto the sidewalk in front of the Trump hotel.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a gesture. It's also a fucking obnoxious gesture.
Right.
Because guess what? Donald Trump is not going to clean that up. Possibly someone who did not vote for Donald. Actually, it's D.C. More than likely, nobody who voted for Donald Trump is going to clean that up. You know, same deal with that limousine that was on fire. Oh,
yep. That was owned by a Muslim
immigrant. And they did it when the driver was still in the fucking car. Yeah,
and the driver, Hispanic, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Leaves
those things out, doesn't it?
That's because it can't be a hate crime when our rich entitled white people do it.
Right. Exactly.
Because you know for a fact if they found out who did it, it's some, you know, it's some trustafarian.
Yep.
That's living in mom and dad's basement. Because guess what? If you don't have food in the cabinets, you don't really have that. You know, you go out and get a job. You don't go down to D.C. and starting fires. But they did it. For nothing. Like, it was a show of solidarity that they don't like Trump. Trump already got that message.
He didn't win in a landslide.
Yes! Jay is right.
It's a giant what?
Virtue signal.
Yep.
Yes.
Look at me. Look at how progressive I am. Look at how wonderful a human being I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to march. What are you marching for? Doesn't matter. We hate Trump.
Yep. Yeah, I've been saying that I, from what I've seen, the entire march is kind of like an opportunity for people to get really great selfies on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows what they're marching for, and nobody cares, and they're wearing their pink hats, and rah, 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 and that's it.
What happens when the hashtag free our girls actually do something.
Yeah,
like the hashtag free our girls or the person that puts the fucking sign free Darfur.
Right. They actually free do Tibet. Something without doing something, though. They're not exactly. Doing anything.
Is those people put their signs up. And hey, guess what? Darfur is just as much a shithole as it was, what, 15 years ago? And yet.
And have the girls been freed yet?
Nope. They're probably dead. They probably were freed.
I'm sure.
In fact, they were. Freed of their mortal coil after being raped to death and then beheaded.
Right.
But again, these people, they do these just complete fucking empty gestures. And they, it's virtue signaling. Again, saying, oh, I care about the right thing. So therefore, whatever. I get this. It's just a big pecking order.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. Like me on Facebook.
I can't really understand any other value besides that. Like, what are they doing? I don't know. They're making themselves feel good.
Yep.
Because it's, they hate Trump, the and it is all about the feels, Jake.
And again, bless their hearts, because I believe it was Sun Tzu that said it. Don't interrupt your enemy while they're making a mistake. Sun Tzu, exactly. Napoleon, I forget who said it.
I think it was Sun Tzu.
Somebody who killed more people than I did.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
That's true.
So other than that, how are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I do not have the SHOT Show crud.
I have.
Oh, I'm so glad, Jay.
No, I got sick before SHOT Show. So I pre-crudded.
Yeah, you had an immunity.
That's why I wasn't all that upset that I got sick the week before.
Yeah, Jay, but if you got sick from drinking amaretto sours, it doesn't count.
It was frozen margaritas, thank you.
This is ever since the inauguration on Friday, it's been it's been so it's like okay, you know, like when you binge watch a really good show and you can't wait to see what happens next? That's what it feels like. It's like we're binge watching this season of The President.
So to be fair, I'm not enjoying it as much as you, Alan, just because I'm not a never Trumper, obviously, but at the same time, like, all right, I know for a fact, I mean, number one, like, even if it had been, you know, any of the people that I wanted more than Trump, you know, including that, like, sane, rational version of Gary Johnson that I had somewhere tucked in my head that I don't think exists in reality. Like, no matter who it was, they're going to fuck something up. They're going to do something that I don't agree with, because it's not like it's like my clone with a lockstep Congress behind it that's going
to
be there.
Well, even if it was your clone, he'd still do something to piss you off. So,
yeah. And again, even if it was like, even if me and I had carte blanche, I'd piss every one of you motherfuckers, and you guys are my friends, let alone the people that don't much care for me, off.
Right.
I mean, there's no one that's going to be like the political perfect 10. So, but at the same time, I do have my reservations about Donald Trump. So I'm very concerned that he's going to do something real fucked up, and it hasn't happened yet. So I'm kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop.
And it scares me because Mattis is such an awesome thing. Trump is really going to do something fucking stupid.
You know, I wasn't a big Trump fan either. I didn't vote for him in the primary. But I got to say, he's winning me over, and for two reasons. One, he keeps doing the right thing. He's trolling the shit out of the media, and it's fashionable.
Which is the best part.
Right.
So, another thing that's always going through my head is you've always got the, you know, people always say when you ever point out, oh, this politician, they're so fucking evil. And someone will chime in going, don't necessarily equate evil what complete fucking stupidity would suffice to go for it. And while I don't agree with that 100%, I'm in the 90% of, I think most of the politicians that do obnoxious shit do it because they're just complete fucking talentless hacks.
Right.
But the but with Trump, I've got to say, like, part of me when I see, like, so that, like, there's big back and forth bickering on the attendance numbers of the inauguration. First up, I don't give a shit. I mean, again, no matter who gets elected president, even if it is who I talked about like 4 years before the primaries even started, who I voted for in the primaries, who I voted for in the general election, I'm still not fucking going to Washington. And guess what? Jay, who lives within a reasonable driving distance, isn't going to go to Washington to watch the fucking inauguration. Yep. Like, do not give a shit. Right. So guess what? if a million and one other people that are like-minded of me are cracking a beer at home and going, hello, yeah, go for you. But I don't really care about the speeches. I don't really care about being there to witness it firsthand on a Jumbotron like a mile and a half away. Yeah, no, don't care. But at the same time, I have seen seen the photos that the press pointed out on the fact that, oh, when Barack Obama was sworn in, the mall was just shoulder to shoulder. And when Trump was sworn in, wow, there's a lot of empty space there. And then...
Well, it's because Republicans have to work.
Well, but also...
You know what else it was?
I saw a photo where it is, you see the bright yellow Q-tip at the bottom of the screen of Trump taking the oath of office. And it's behind him, and it's facing out over the mall, and it does not look like that. I don't know if it's as crowded as Obama's, but it is not the empty fucking mall that's in the aerial photo. The empty
picture was taken like 3 hours before it started. That is how intellectually dishonest they are.
Yep.
They took a picture as people were just starting to show up, and compared it to Obama's in full swing.
Yes.
Yeah,
all they do
is present the two pictures, and it is 100% true statement that this was Trump's inauguration 3 hours before it started, and this is Barack Obama's inauguration while it was going.
Yep. And none of that matters. You know why?
None
of that matters. You know why?
Because he's still president.
No, because it's the end thing to beat hippies now in the street.
Yes, yes.
Cops with billy clubs beating the shit out of hippies in the street.
And everybody, even the unkempt hippie looking woman, is going, woohoo!
Yeah, everybody in the street's cheering. I thought it was funny because you see I saw two different versions of the video. And, you know, the first one, you can kind of see the cops forming up to. Down the block to come up and you see them, then they come up, and it's you know, it's okay. But the one I saw on Milo Yiannopoulos shared on Facebook is from a different angle, and you don't see the cops. All you see is the protesters, and then suddenly, boom, cops. And see, it's like you could just hear Yakety Sax playing in the background as these protesters just get mowed down by the cops. You know, they're bouncing off the street, and you know, they just swooped in and cleared the street in like seconds. It was amazing, and yeah. So yay. Oh.
Speaking of another amusing viral video that showed up, how about that woman on the plane?
Oh yeah,
where she sits down. It's her husband. She's in the middle seat, and then there's a complete stranger at the window. And evidently, before the filming starts, you know, because nobody knew this shit was about to go down. She asked him, you know, are you here to protest? Are you here to celebrate? He says, oh, I'm here to celebrate. And and she starts going off. I heard some sort of statement that she started like hitting him or shoving him or all that, but she's just getting all up in his grill and yelling and swearing at him and all of that. So much that like I've also, from the reports I read, it's implied that it was actually all the people around that were calling the stewardess and saying, can you fucking break this shit up? I do not want to deal with this on my flight, because they were also flying from Maryland to Seattle. Woo! You do not want the obnoxious and allegedly drunk progressive woman on your cross country flight.
No,
the time she's not going to be passed out is not going to be pleasant for anybody. And finally, like. A female stewardess comes by and talks to her, and then immediately like rounds up to the male stewardess or steward or whatever the hell you want to call it, their waitress,
flight attendant,
yeah, whatever. And he immediately, then like as soon as they get there, his like her totally browbeaten fucking husband, who by the way never makes eye contact with anybody this entire time. So a lot of people are saying, "Oh, the real victim is her husband, who, you know, got strung along with all this shit." I'm like, "No." First up, like if you know that your significant other is that much of a motherfucking asshole, like, you've got to, like, get like a Vulcan death grip or something like that. Like, if they're that much of an asshole.
Here's the thing about these
liberal men. Or don't take them out in public. I actually have. No, I know. I know some people. Men. That
they do this whole liberal act and feminist act and la-di-da-di-da in order to get laid by feminist liberal women. Right. And I'm sure this has not changed since, you know, these are old people. So I'm sure it has not changed in the liberal world.
These are definitely
forever.
Summer of Love people.
Right. Exactly. So this has been happening for decades now, where men will be like, oh, yeah, man, love and peace and harmony and feminism and blah, blah, blah.
Wait a second. All I have to say is fuck Donald Trump and peach that son of a bitch and I get a blowjob. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but it's from Madonna.
Yes, but at the same time, you have to, they have not taken into account the type of woman that they are, you know, linking their lives to. You're stuck with her, honey. She's a crazy bitch. You're stuck with her.
I must say, as...
Is it worth the blowjob? I don't think it is.
As someone who has stuck his dick in crazy, sticking your dick in crazy is pretty fucking awesome. But there's only so many times I can come in a week, and the rest of that week isn't a whole lot of fun. So yeah, I learned my lesson real quick. I don't get the people who don't learn their lesson.
The show got weird all of a sudden.
Yeah. So anyway, it was funny because the male flight attendant came back and was like, you got to get off the plane. And they started trying to bargain. And he's like, nope, captain says you're off the plane.
What if she settles down? What if we switch seats? He's like, nope, you're getting off the plane.
Captain says you're off the plane. And they basically had to go get the cops to get him off the plane.
Yep.
And
at the same time, like, even with the cops there, like, even when it got up to that point, she was still doubling down.
Oh yeah.
Did the husband get off with her or no?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he did.
And then everybody cheered as they were leaving.
What's really interesting is they then brought in somebody who had been bumped from a previous flight in to take their seats, because obviously that big of a weekend. Yeah. No. There's no empty seats on flights. And the Fox later got a hold of this guy and interviewed him, and he was like, oh yeah, no. There were some people that were marching against Trump there, and he said they were super nice. We had good conversation. I realized a bunch of people talked to me, when the flight was going on, just to say hi and check in. And a lot of those were people that voted for Hillary Clinton, but they were like, yeah, no, she needed to fucking go away. And he's like, yeah, it's totally fine. It's not fuck you. You were my side versus your side. It's just no, you're the asshole. You happen to be a liberal asshole, but no, liberal doesn't come into it. You're just an asshole. So it was kind of a really cool story, especially when you get like all of like the backstory to it. But we're a nation divided because the news tells us so, because they want it. They want a civil war.
In fact, I was going to talk about this. Thank you, Weird, for a beautiful segue.
Fuck, I didn't even mean to.
I know. But you know how they keep trotting out this nation divided and all this kind of stuff. But I think it's only divided because people are told that it is. And they're told they get their news from the media that has a slanted and distorted vision of everything. It's like the whole how everybody in the country thinks that crime's getting worse. Crime's going, it's more dangerous than ever. People are so scared they can't leave their kids unsupervised because they might get snatched or grabbed or whatever, you know.
To be fair, Alan, I was actually just looking at the FBI numbers, and our national murder rate has indeed fallen to 2008 levels. Which is also like 1960.
But if you take the urban areas of Chicago, LA, Detroit, Washington, DC, Maryland out of that picture, we're safer than most every developed country in the world.
And even then, like, we could go take Squirrel Report on the road and go to Chicago and we could spend the whole fucking week in Chicago. We could go out. We could go to bars. We could have a good time. We could carouse all night, sleep just a couple hours, and, you know, we'll sleep when we get home sort of idea. Let's go see Chicago. But again, let's go see Chicago. Let's not go to the South Side and go fucking peruse the housing projects and try to score drugs.
And
but like, go to restaurants, go to bars, go to Wrigley Field, and we're never going to see a fucking problem.
Boston
is a violent shithole. You look at Boston's violent crime numbers. But guess what?
You and I wouldn't, weird. Because we're white.
Greenwood? Oh,
wait, what?
Jay
might. Jay and Rita?
Because, you know, the whole thing in Chicago is black on black crime.
That's true.
So I'd be worried.
Alan,
for Jay.
You're a Pacific Islander. They're darker too.
Yeah, but it's it doesn't count.
Alan's a Pacific Islander.
When did you decide that?
Alan, where were you born?
Hawaii.
Okay. What state's border Hawaii? What state's border Hawaii?
None.
Oh, why don't any states border Hawaii?
Because it's in the middle of the damn ocean.
Which ocean?
The Pacific Ocean.
Oh, I rest my case.
Oh my god.
The defense rests.
Oh no.
Unfortunately, my parents were both from Arkansas. So
Alan, to us, are we? To you, are we all Anolis, or what do they call that?
Owlies.
Owlies.
Anolis are the little lizards.
Cannolis.
Yeah, Anolis are the little lizards.
We're cannolis.
They're the lizards.
Guacamoles.
That you're running over in your lawnmower.
We're guacamoles.
Oh my god. So basically the media tells everybody sees how awful everything is on the news and they're scared and they see the same thing. You know, all you gotta remember, the entirety of everything people see, from news to entertainment to movies to television, everything comes from liberals.
Yeah.
And that skews because that's what people see.
We're fighting that right now with the Hearing Protection Act.
Right.
You know, just as one small microcosm, because what do you associate with a suppressor? James Bond. What does James Bond do? He kills people. What does the suppressor do? It makes it completely silent, so no one ever hears it or know what's going on.
Right. None of which is real.
Cases, it's complete and utter bullshit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because James Bond is fictional.
You just got back from SHOT Show. Maybe you're different, but seeing my coverage of it, I'm thinking that shit's going through.
I don't want to comment. I actually, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing I did for Trump. I don't think it is.
Okay. Beautiful.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to get traded for something. I don't know what, but not something good.
Thank you, Jay. The erection is never going to go down.
Well, now. I mean, like most things, if you look at it, at the facts and look at it logically, then it makes no sense for suppressors
it's
to be
idiotic. If you look at it with facts only, the scary thing is that they might start mandating them.
Right. Yeah. That would be that would be the thing to worry about. If they required you to have they made it illegal. Well, it's like they make it illegal to drive on the streets without a muffler on your car.
Exactly.
But then, you know, hey, if a suppressor's, you know, if I don't have to pay $200 for one and they cost, you know, $60-$70.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put one on my gun.
They're already coming down. Inland Manufacturing is coming out with a 22 suppressor, $189.
Mm-hmm.
$189. Now imagine you don't have to jump through the hoops and they can produce 20 times as many.
Right.
I must say, I saw that same suppressor, and that was one of those many things. Who was it that came out with the intricately suppressed 1022?
A whole bunch.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of companies that came out with like integrally suppressed guns. A bunch of companies came out with some really motherfucking dirt cheap suppressors.
I'm guessing if the Hearing Protection Act goes through, you'll be hard pressed to find a 1022 that isn't integrally suppressed.
That would be awesome.
Because no reason to not do it.
Right. It'd
I want one.
Yeah, it'd be silly not to. You'd have suppressors on everything. I mean, they'd be making carry guns that were suppressed.
Well, it's like it's like air rifles. Once you get above a certain a certain price level, besides like, you know, baby's first, you know, BB gun.
Yeah.
Once you start getting into like the hunting air rifles, they've all got cans on them.
Yeah, they do.
Right. It's all fully integrated, because if it's not removable, then you're not getting into NFA.
Right.
A suppressor on an air rifle doesn't count. But once you get up into any sort of high end air rifle, they're all suppressed, because why would you not?
You'll be seeing SBRs with pinned integral suppressors.
Yep.
That are suddenly legal length rifles.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Absolutely.
Which, by the way, speaking of other fucking bullshit laws, is just
yeah.
Why can I buy an AR-15 pistol, but I can't buy an AR-15 with a longer barrel and a stock on it?
Because pistols were in the NFA. And then they took them out.
Exactly. But I'm just saying that's...
Yeah, but
the only thing that makes a lick of sense of the NFA is full auto. You can argue full auto in NFA. That is the one where I do have to regroup and go into debate mode. Outside of that, there's not a goddamn thing on the NFA that has...
I'll argue on full auto, but destructive devices.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. I want a fucking grenade launcher, man.
Yes. But if there is any one thing that should have a little more scrutiny, it's grenades.
Though, to be fair, Jay, technically speaking, yes, grenades are NFA, but they're also on the explosive side of the ATF.
Right.
As well. Like there's a double standard on it. Like what?
Well, like a grenade launcher, like an M79.
Is that we're not necessarily talking about like high explosive grenades. We're also just talking about just M79s shooting shock rounds. That's a destructive device, or a rifle
6.6 caliber.
Yeah, exactly.
Why that's destructive is beyond me, but
you've ever been shot with one. It's destructive as hell.
Yeah. But you know what? So is the 0.5. Yeah.
Yeah. They got to draw the line somewhere.
Detrimental,
right?
To everything.
Yep. But they also don't draw the line. There's all sorts of goopy. You can get a 20 millimeter Lottie.
Shotguns completely legal, and they're bigger than half an inch.
Exactly. You can get all sorts of ridiculous fucking shit, so long as they jump through the hoops to get the exemption.
Right.
But like, yeah, the moment you make it black and tactical. Oh no, too dangerous. Again, stupid.
I would
agree with you, Jay. I solely agree that it's very, very difficult to use explosives safe and effectively. Like you can do it. Joe Huffman does it every year.
Right.
And also around the clock, if you read his blog, like he's blowing shit up all the time, because that's his shtick. But again,
testing and development.
Yes.
Yes.
But he's got some very specific situations and some of the right property and all that. You've got to be very judicious to be safe with explosives. And I mean, you've even got, you know, things like one of the guys
but explosives were safely handled for hundreds of years without any of that. And that law and those regulations don't do a whit of good to keep people from mishandling them. So
that's true. Yep.
Entirely pointless.
My great uncle told a story about how his parents went away for something, and they said to him, all right, well, guess what? You've got to plow this field. And he started plowing the field and he started hitting rocks. And after a couple of rocks he hit, he said, fuck this. Went down to the hardware store. I think he was like 10 or 12. Somewhere in that range. Went down to the hardware store and bought a case of dynamite.
Yep.
And went back. And every time he hit a rock, he'd dig underneath the rock and throw a stick of dynamite under it and keep plowing as the fuse was burning. And he got in a lot of trouble because it didn't blow the rocks up. It just blew them out of the ground. So they were just sitting on the top. But that's the thing.
You used to be able to buy it, you know, dynamite at the feed store, and people used it for everything. Clearance dumps, all kinds of stuff.
Go for
And on the opposite side of that, like, there was a couple of kids in my high school that, like, went to jail for making bombs and blowing shit up and that they shouldn't have blown up.
Yep. So they were going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Again, 100% illegal, nothing to do with it. They were doing with over the counter bullshit,
right?
Against the law, and against the law, they went to jail for it. But right. Guess what? The law doesn't stop anybody until you arrest them. Law,
right.
Laws don't stop crime. They just allow you to punish.
The problem is prohibition. You can have laws that say you can't blow shit up that you don't own. You know, you can have laws that say you can't use explosives to kill, you know, you can't kill people. You can't destroy other people's property. I mean, we have laws that say that. And then you come along.
If guns were as illegal as murder, no one would be murdered with guns.
Right. I mean, you can't. I mean, it makes no sense to say, oh, yes, this thing is illegal, because it's not going to stop anybody that wants to do it.
Yep.
It just stops the people that would use it responsibly, or, you know, for work or fun or whatever. Because, you know, blowing shit up is fun. I mean, look at the fireworks industry. I mean, you know.
And clearing stumps is a motherfucking pain in the ass.
Right.
So, yes, if you could take a big old auger and drill out the center of that stump and drop a stick of dynamite into it and blow that whole thing into little manageable chunks, that is way better than of having a gigantic fucking stump that's going to rot over the next 50 years.
Sure.
I had a shrub in my front yard that we cut down, and I was cutting at the stump with an axe every year just to let water into it to freeze and thaw. And it took 8 years before that stump went away. And it didn't go away, but it got soft enough that I could kind of level it down with the ground and cover it over.
So it's still there. It's just buried.
It's still there. It's buried. Yeah. Like I could go dig and hit hard wood, hardish wood. It's still there.
You said wood.
That's my job, guys. Come on.
Say that again, slower.
I'm going to call the motherfucking union foreman on you sons of bitches.
Oh, look, we're almost out of time.
Yeah. can I close on a little thing of solidarity to the people of UK? Holy shit. So
what?
I think it was the UK courts, I believe. I haven't read too much into this because it's really just I'm just eating popcorn and watching. Is the courts have said that no, you can't do Brexit without an act of parliament.
Oh.
Yeah. I gotta wonder, it's one of those like, so yeah, the people in London who voted to stick with the EU and suckle on the teat of globalism, no, those people don't have a whole lot of revolution on them unless it's, you know, burning down their own neighbor. Again, like the Women's March, protesting to not get their goals accomplished. But the people out in the hinterlands of the UK who overwhelmingly voted to get the living fuck out of the EU, they are not going to be happy about this if suddenly they say, ha ha, backsies.
Well, it's a typical United Nations thing or EU thing. Keep voting until you get it right.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, like Massachusetts.
Like Massachusetts, sure.
Yeah.
But most of London is Muslim now. I mean, they have a Muslim mayor now, right?
Yep.
And so
they have Sharia courts.
London is pretty much, you know, come on. And yeah. I'm not surprised that the rest of England is kind of rebelling against that. But they're going to have to fight for it because apparently they're not allowed to have their opinion about their own country.
Well, I mean, just so you know, the Queen is old and frail, so she probably won't last that long
Well, I got to tell you, that's not so good because Prince Charles reminded us all on Christmas to think about the Prophet Muhammad.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
He really, really did. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Jesus. All right. So, folks, when you go have sex, make sure that the person you're having sex with is not your first cousin. Oh, Charles.
Yeah.
He should really stick with coloring with the crayons instead of eating them.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
That's his heart. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Yeah.
And just so you know, once you have your big revolution, you know, keep Prince Charles around because he'll be very good at dusting the books in your library.
Oh, I would so put him to work.
Can he be Alfred? If he's Alfred, do I get to be Batman?
Except for, I believe, Brittany, you were saying that the mentally challenged people that help work in the library after hours are actually very sweet and very agreeable.
They're very good, and they're hard workers.
Yeah, Princess Charles is a hardline progressive, and those people are not sweet, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to him.
Yep. All right, we'll be back.
He's gonna be like the first up against the wall, really, when the Muslims take over.
Of course he will.
You know. It's true. So, good luck.
Yep.
And on that happy note.
Yep. On that happy note.
I'm watching the Portland police knock over hippies again.
It never gets old.
Sorry.
Never gets old.
I'm just going to be over here watching hippies get the shit beaten out of them.
Hey, Jay, link that video in chat. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's awesome. There's like 50 people standing around with their cell phone cameras going. So there's video from all. Just do a Google search for
Portland police.
Portland hippie.
Hold on. I'm dropping it into. I'm dropping a link into the chat.
Yeah.
Because we all need to see this. We really do.
Yep.
It's on the Facebook Squirrel Report page.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I haven't been there today.
And you know what? I mean, the thing is, there's a very simple and elegant solution to this. It's called you just remove the penalties for running these people the fuck over.
Mm.
I guarantee you a couple of them get squished by pickup trucks. They ain't going to be blocking the street no more.
Oh, wow. Wow. Definitely yakety sax.
Yeah, exactly. I love how they put Portland police clash with protesters. No, Portland police beat the living bag out of protesters. There was no clashing. It was all the cops beating, and I, for one, am happy for the brutality.
A bunch of wealthy white Trustafarians protested. The Portland police got on their ninja gear and beat the monkey fuck out of them. Excuse me, the ever-loving monkey fuck.
Yes.
So I guess you can thank Trump for that. It's fashionable to beat hippies in the streets again.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Viva la Trump.
That's a good time.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Right, bye.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.